దాస్తాకుకి ప్రేమకహు శ్రీ కృష్ణచైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాశ్రీ గౌరభక్తవృందకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోపీనాథ శ్యామకుండ రాధకుండ గిరి గోవిడాంగి శ్రీ వృందబాందాంగి శ్రీమాతోడాంగి శ్రీ జగన్నాథ పురిగి జగన్నాథ బలరామ సుభద్రికి జమూన్ మాహీగి నవద్వీప్ మాయపోగి గంగదేవికి భక్తిదేవికి తులసిదేవికి డోకడాంకి నుడోకడాంకి రుక్మిణి డోకటీసికి గౌరప్రగనందే ఓ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది సింబల్ డివోటీస్ ఓ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది సింబల్ డివోటీస్ ఓ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది సింబల్ డివోటీస్ ఓ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ గురు అండ్ శ్రీ గురంగ.
So we'll start reading from chapter 12, the cleansing of the Gandhicha temple. We start with the chapter summary and then start with text 72. Just start with 72. Patame kashimi shre prabho bhoaila padicha patra sarvome bolana anila. Yes, I'm only reading one. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first of all called for Kashi Mishra, then for the superintendent of the temple, then for Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. 73. When these three people came before the Lord, he begged them to wash the temple known as Gandhicha. Purport. The Gandhicha temple is situated 2 miles northeast of the Jagannath temple. At the time of the Rath Yatra festival, Lord Jagannath goes to the Gandhicha temple from his original temple and stays there for 1 week. After 1 week, he returns to his original temple. It is understood by hearsay that the wife of Indradyumna, the king who established the Jagannath temple, was known as Gandhicha. There is also mention of the name of the Gandhicha temple in authoritative scripture. The area of the Gandhicha temple is established to be 288 cubits by 217 cubits. The main temple outside is also about 36 cubits by 30 cubits, and the meeting hall is 32 cubits by 30 cubits. Text 74. Upon hearing the Lord's request for them to wash the Gandhicha temple, the Pandicha, the superintendent of the temple, said, "My dear sir, we are all your servants. Whatever you desire is our duty to perform." Text 76. "My dear Lord, washing the temple is not service befitting you. Nonetheless, if you wish to do so, it is to be accepted as one of your pastimes." Text 77. "To wash the temple, you need many water pots and brooms. Therefore, order me. I can immediately bring all these things to you." Text 88. As soon as the superintendent understood the desire of the Lord, he immediately delivered 100 new water pots and 100 brooms for sweeping the temple. Text 79. The next day, early in the morning, the Lord took his personal associates with him and, with his own hand, smeared sandalwood pulp on their bodies. Smeared sandalwood pulp on their bodies. Text 80. He then gave each devotee a broom with his own hand, and taking all of them personally with him, the Lord went to Gandhicha. Text 81. In this way, the Lord and his associates went to cleanse the Gandhicha temple. At first, they cleansed the temple with the brooms. Text 82. The Lord cleansed everything inside the temple very nicely, including the ceiling. He then took up the sitting place, Simhasan, and cleansed it, and again put it in its original place. Text 83. Thus the Lord and his companions cleansed and swept all the temple's buildings, big and small, and finally cleansed the area between the temple and the meeting place. 85. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed and cleansed the temple in great tribulation, chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna all the time. Similarly, all the devotees were also chanting and at the same time performing their respective duties. 86. The entire beautiful body of the Lord was covered with dust and dirt. In this way, it became transcendentally beautiful. At times, when cleansing the temple, the Lord shed tears, and in some places, he even cleansed with those tears. 87. After this, the place where the deity's food was kept, Bhogamandir, was cleansed, then the yard was cleansed, and then all the residential quarters, one after the other. 88. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu collected all the straw, dust, and grains and sand in one place, he gathered it all in his cloth and threw it outside. 89. Following the example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees in great jubilation began to gather straws and dust with their own cloths and throw them outside the temple. 90. The Lord then told the devotees, I can tell how much you have labored and how well you have cleansed the temple simply by seeing all the straw and dust you have collected outside. 91. Even though all the devotees collected dirt in one pile, the dirt collected by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was much greater. 92. After the inside of the temple was cleansed, the Lord again allotted areas for the devotees to cleanse. 93. The Lord then ordered everyone to cleanse the inside of the temple very perfectly by taking finer dust, straws, and grains of sand and throwing them outside. 94. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas cleansed the temple for the second time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to see the cleansing work. 95. While the temple was being swept, about 100 men stood ready with filled water pots, and they simply awaited the Lord's order to throw them. 96. As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called for water, all the men immediately brought the 100 water pots, which were completely filled, and delivered them before the Lord. 97. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first washed the main temple, then thoroughly washed the ceiling, the walls, the floor, and the sitting place, Simhasan, and everything else within the room. 98. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself and his devotees began to throw water onto the ceiling, and when this water fell, it washed the walls and floor. 99. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to wash the sitting place of Lord Jagannath with his own hands, and all the devotees began to bring water to the Lord. 100. All the devotees within the temple began to wash. Each one had a broom in his hand, and in this way they cleansed the temple of the Lord. 101. Someone brought water to pour into the hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and someone poured water onto his lotus feet. 102. The water that fell from the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was drunk by someone who hid himself. Someone else begged for that water, and another person was given that water in charity. 103. After the room was washed, the water was let out through an outlet, and it then flowed and filled the yard outside. 104. The Lord mopped the rooms with his own clothes, and he polished the throne with them also. 105. In this way, all the rooms were cleansed with 100 water pots. After the rooms had been cleansed, the minds of the devotees were as clean as the rooms. 106. When the temple was cleansed, it was purified, cool, and pleasing, just as if the Lord's own pure mind had appeared. 107. Since hundreds of devotees were engaged in bringing water from the lake, there was no place to stand on the banks. Consequently, someone began to draw water from a well. 108. Hundreds of devotees brought water in the pots, and hundreds took the empty pots away to fill them up again.
So today, we're entering the home stretch. Home stretch before the fiesta.
For those who are back in the kitchen and the people that are all snuggled up at home listening to the lecture that way, wish you were here, but anyways, this is for you also. So this is the home stretch, Rath Yatra. Home stretch, Los Angeles Temple. So it's appropriate that we're talking about Gundichama. And you can't get the temple much more cleaner than it is. But I'm sure Savas will find some little dust in some little corner that can be cleaned. I saw Archita this morning cleaning the front. And it's important. The saying goes, cleanliness is next to godliness. And there's a lot in that saying. That to make the temple nice and clean, not just the temple, but all the grounds around the temple, is a great psychological effect that it has upon the devotees that live here and people that come by and see the temple clean. It's very important. That the temple is always clean. In fact, when Prabhupada first established the deity worship, he said the most important thing, two most important things is cleanliness and on time. Everything's on time. That means the temple's got to open up on time. And you got to ring the bell on time. The RTK has to be done precisely on time. And everything has to be nice and clean all the time. Clean. The deity room and the temple floor and here, and we find, in the description, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself led the cleaning. Now just think of it. Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can get all so many devotees engaged in cleaning. In fact, the king, Maharaj Pataparudra, he was at the beckoning call of Mahaprabhu. Anything that Mahaprabhu wanted, he would get for him right away. We can see he needed 100 water pots. So he got 100 water pots. He needed 100 brooms. So get the brooms. Everything that Mahaprabhu wanted was there. And so similarly, he could have got everyone to, done the cleaning. done all the cleaning. But Mahaprabhu himself did the cleaning, Gauranga. So, in order to enhance our appreciation for Gauranga on this day, I'm going to recite a little couplet. And it's a nice little song. Doesn't require a lot of memorization. I think someone gave me a piece of paper, but I can't read it. Anyways, what does this paper say?
Worship Gauranga, chant Gauranga.
Oh. Right. So what's the first thing? Worship Gauranga?
Worship Gauranga, chant Gauranga.
Yeah. So, this is a very nice couplet. Worship Gauranga. So, that's the first word. Bhaja Gauranga. How many people have heard this mantra before? Is anybody in here? And I can't see out there. But this is kind of an esoteric mantra. But it's bona fide. Bonafide Prabhupada quotes it in his tapes on a couple of different occasions. So, the first word is Bhaja Gauranga. Everybody repeat. Bhaja Gauranga. And then the second word is Bhaja Gauranga. Kaha Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga. Everybody repeat. And then we go to La Gauranga. And then we get a little more complicated. We say Jai Jana Gauranga Bhaje. Say that. And then the last part. Say hi, Amra Pranre. So, first part is pretty obvious. Bhaja Gauranga. You know, and Bhaja Gauranga, Lo Gauranga, and Ko Gauranga. It means to worship the Lord. And what do you say? What was the first three words, first three couplets? Yeah, it was a translation. Right, yeah, worship Gauranga, chant Gauranga, speak about Gauranga. And anybody who does that, anybody who takes to the worship of Gauranga's name, is my life and soul, pran. Pran. It's like that song we sing, Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda Radhe, Arupa Goswami pran. Dana he pran, the pran, the life and soul of Rupa Goswami was his temple of Radha Govinda. You go to Vrindavan and you can see the temple that was being constructed by Rupa Goswami. It was broken down by the Muslim king. But the temple was his life and soul, pran dhanahe. So here again, we say pran. So listen and then chant to worship Gauranga. All right. Let's have some peace. Bhaja Gauranga Ko Gauranga Lo Gauranga Namle Vajja Gauranga, Ko Gauranga, Lo Gauranga Namre, Jigauranga, Ko Gauranga, Lo Gauranga Namre, Vajja Gauranga, Ko Gauranga, Lo Gauranga Namre, Jai Jana Gauranga Bhaji Sehayamra Prande, Jai Jana Gauranga Bhaji Sehayamra Prande, Vajja Gauranga, Koa Gauranga, Lo Gauranga Namre, Vajja Gauranga. Vajja Gauranga, Ko Gauranga, Lo Gauranga Namre, Vajja Gauranga, Ko Gauranga, Lo Gauranga Namre, Jai Jana Gauranga Bhaji Sehayamra Prande, Jai Jana Gauranga Bhaji, Sehayamra Prande, Vajja Gauranga, Ko Gauranga, Lo Gauranga Namre, Vajja Gauranga, Ko Gauranga Namre, Jai Jana Gauranga Bhaji Sehayamra Prande, Jana Gauranga Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So you can just imagine all the devotees coming in with hundreds of buckets of water to clean the temple. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bolo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. that was the Gundicha Man. So these last few days leading up to Rath Yatra, we can make sure that the temple is nice and clean. Everything is nice and orderly here and down at the beach, because down at the beach is Lord Jagannath's temple as well, Gundicha Man. And we have to make sure that the presentation down there is nice and clean and orderly, and everybody has a chance to utilize their good brain substance, because we know Krishna Varnam Trisa Krishnam Sangubanga Stapasaram Jagnai Sankirtana Praya Yajanti Hi Sumeda Saha. That Lord Chaitanya, he is Krishna himself, but he's not coming in Krishna color. Trisa Krishna. He's not coming in the black color. He's coming in the golden color, molten gold, the color of Radharani, because Mahaprabhu is a personification of Radharani. Si Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahiyanya. Radha and Krishna have come together, and they have produced Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is a combination of Radha and Krishna. So, Krishna Vanam, Trisa Krishna, Sangapangasta Pasaram, that he has come with all his associates, his paraphernalia, and they are all his lieutenants and all his Sankirtan men. They all come together in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan party. Sankopangasta Pasaram Jagnai Sankirtana Praya. They are always engaged in chanting the holy names of Krishna, you know, and Sangopangasabha Jagnai Sankirtana Praya Yajanti Hi Sumedasa. And who will chant the Hare Krishna mantra with them? It will be chanted by those who have Sumedasaha, have sufficient brain substance, auspicious brain substance, Su. Like Subhadra is auspiciousness, energy. So, Su, the prefix Su is used. Sumedasaha. So, Prabhupada instructed us in the Maha Mantra, and those who have good brain substance takes to it, and their life is, you know, sublime. So Prabhupada created this tradition of Gundicha Ma, and he gave us the whole ritual of Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath came, he followed Prabhupada, and Prabhupada drew him to the shores of America and then all over the world. It was Prabhupada who was the magnet who drew Lord Jagannath. It was a highly unlikely gesture to introduce the worship of Lord Jagannath to the impersonalists. How are they supposed to embrace Lord Jagannath out of all the deities, you know, he could have chosen Ramachandra, Radha and Krishna, Gornitai, some sensible deities, you know. But no, Prabhupada introduced Lord Jagannath. And I don't know about you, but when I first came into the temple and saw Lord Jagannath, I didn't want to look at him. I didn't want to look at him straight because I thought he may cast some kind of a spell on me. I thought Lord Jagannath was some kind of a totem pole that they cut in half or something, you know. I thought it was a concoction in San Francisco when I walked in and saw Lord Jagannath there. And then when I saw the devotees there climbing on the altar, you know, they used to have a little doorway in the back, and, you know, changing his dress and washing him and everything like that. It was really hard to accept that fact that Lord Jagannath was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the deity form. Now, what was the connection between Jagannath and Krishna? I mean, Krishna is acceptable. He's beautiful, you know, with beautiful hair, peacock feathers, blooming eyes like lotus petals. But Jagannath is like an enigma, a geometric enigma, abstract, some kind of abstract art. You know, Lord Jagannath there, and looking at you with his big eyes. But over the years, he developed an affection for Lord Jagannath. And now, due to Srila Prabhupada's magnanimity, Lord Jagannath is all over the world. And as I said, he could have chosen so many other forms of the Lord, but Lord Jagannath forces us to preach personalism. First, we all know the story of Lord Jagannath. He came to be in San Francisco. The devotees brought him to see Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada didn't go rummaging around looking for Lord Jagannath in San Francisco. And he didn't bring Lord Jagannath with him physically. But the Lord appeared before Srila Prabhupada. And Malati Devadasi brought Lord Jagannath. And Prabhupada said, "Oh, this is the Lord of the universe." And he paid his obeisances. And she was astounded. You know, well, Prabhupada paying his obeisances to this this funny-looking little statue, you know, this abstract. And it was India, you know, they had it stamped on the bottom, made in India. So the devotees thought, well, Prabhupada will know about this. They brought Lord Jagannath to see Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada's response was, "This is the Lord of the universe. Are there more?" And she had been in Cost Plus. And she says, "Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them down there. They're in a big barrel." And Prabhupada said, "Oh, bring them." So she went down, she got Balaram, and she got Subhadra, and there they were, Jagannath, Balaram, and Subhadra, standing before him. So Prabhupada took the initiative. He said, "Your husband, Samasunda, he is a good woodworker. He's a good craftsman. Can he carve these bigger size?" So she said, "Sure." You know, Malati said, "Sure." She answered for him, and then Samasunda was brought forward, and Prabhupada asked him, and he said, "Yeah, I can do it." And how big? And Prabhupada said, this big tall, like this. He was sitting down. I don't know about that. Yeah. But he said, I'll try. So he get a chainsaw out, and he got these big blocks of wood. They found they got the big blocks of wood. And then he started at the chainsaw. He started to rough out the form of Lord Jagannath. And Prabhupada would come and visit him at his apartment every day to see how the progress was making. Yeah, how progress was going. And Prabhupada was on the brink of expanding Krishna consciousness all over the world. And he wanted to, move on to other cities like Montreal. He wanted Montreal to have a temple. He wanted it to be an international society. So Montreal was a logical place. And there was devotees that will go to Santa Fe, New Mexico. And there were other devotees that were on the brink of going to Paris. And Germany, Shivananda and Hari Vilas were going there. And so Prabhupada was anxious to spread Krishna consciousness. And Samasundra was just very meticulously carving the wood, delaying Prabhupada's departure. He took extra care. But eventually he had carved them all, and then he had the devotees paint them. And not only did he carve one set of Lord Jagannath that are in San Francisco to this day, but he carved another set. So this was the first deity form of the Lord that Prabhupada gave us. And then Samasundra came down to Los Angeles. We used to have a temple at West Pico Boulevard, here. It's very close. And out in the parking lot behind the temple, Samasundra carved Lord Jagannath for Los Angeles temple. So then there was two sets of Lord Jagannath. And then eventually, when Samasundra went to London with the devotees, again, he carved Lord Jagannath. So there was three sets of Lord Jagannath already. And then, I was reading last night, that Hayagriva and Kirtananda, when they were first opening up the New Vrindavan temple, before they even had electricity, they went to New York from Montreal, and they purchased the set of Lord Jagannath, and they brought the set of Lord Jagannath to New Vrindavan. So once again, Lord Jagannath was established. So we can see that Srila Prabhupada and Lord Jagannath had a long history. And it is said that he was worshipped by Srila Prabhupada when he was a young boy. And he organized a little Rath Yatra festival, like we have here on Watsika Avenue. And all the children in the neighborhood came to attend the Rath Yatra Festival, Srila Prabhupada's Rath Yatra Festival. And he would employ all the local ladies and collect donations from the men to have sumptuous prasadam. And so he had sumptuous prasadam produced, and it was all distributed. So one year, when Prabhupada didn't send the invitations to everybody, it got so popular that people were complaining to Prabhupada's father, Gomahandei. He said, well, where's our invitation to Rath Yatra this year? And Gomohan said, there's too many people, you know, it's become too much of an endeavor. And all the people were very upset. No, we want our invitation. We want to get the prasadam and we want to attend the Rath Yatra festival. So like that, Srila Prabhupada propagated Rath Yatra right from the very beginning. And so we're totally in debt to Prabhupada, because now Rath Yatra Festival, there's a Rath Yatra circuit, you know, all around the country. And soon you'll see a big semi trailer pull up down Watsika Avenue here, and all sorts of refrigerated truck will be pulling into the kitchen, and your cooler will be coming down, and Madhuha will be coming in with his boys, and they'll be sizing up, you know, the site for Rath Yatra Festival. So get those people who have never experienced Rath Yatra, you have a treat, you know. And people come from far and wide, you know. Some people called me from Australia the other day. They're going to come over for Rath Yatra. You know, Los Angeles Rath Yatra has become famous all over the world. So it's our duty that everything is very nice. Kirtans are lively, and prasadam is sumptuous, and we feed everybody. And the decoration for Lord Jagannath, we can't spare anything, any expense. We'll use for, you know, befitting Lord Jagannath, because now he's getting all spruced up in Prabhupada's quarters, getting all any of the imperfections, the so-called imperfections in the paint. Sometimes the paint flakes or fades or something like that. So Lord Jagannath, his body has to be taken care of. We learn from the Shastra that the body of Lord Jagannath is a very complicated and mystical thing. It's not simply just wood and paint. There's sandalwood paste that is put on his body, and there is gauze cloth that is wrapped around his body, and the strings that represent his veins. Something else represents his skin. Something represents the semen of the Lord. Seven different layers are put on top of Lord Jagannath every year in Puri, and then he's painted, and they construct brand new carts every year, all made of wood, and the old carts are dismantled, and then they use the wood for cooking for Lord Jagannath, because Lord Jagannath, he is a very big eater, you know. 56 times a day he is offering. 56 times a day. That was promised to Maharaj Indrajumya, way back when Lord Jagannath first came into existence, he said that he would have so much prasadam offered to him that his hands would never get dry. You know, when in India, as soon as a person finishes eating, they wash their hands. So Lord Jagannath would eat and wash his hands, and before his hands got dry, he would eat again, 56 times a day. And although we don't go into the temple still, you can walk around the periphery of the Jagannath temple, and you see one side all black, a black stain coming out of the windows, and that's the kitchen department. And the stoves, they're always cooking. Always cooking. They're always making some prasadam and those delicious kudja. You know, they call them Jagannath tongues. They sell them big stacks out in front of the temple. And if you go to Puri, even if you stay in a hotel outside of the temple, you can order Jagannath prasadam. They bring a beautiful big clay pots full of sabji, and they have sweet dal, and they have rice, and then you have the kudja, you know, the sweets at the feast. And it's really inexpensive, like 100 rupees or something like that. You can eat to your heart's content. Because in Puri, eating prasadam is part of the worship. You know, is lying down in the sand to get a suntan, you know, is like paying obeisances to Lord Jagannath. You know, so we lie down in the sand, get a suntan, and worship Lord Jagannath at the same time. And you go in the ocean, you frolic in the waves, and it's like bathing, you know, at a holy place, sacred place. And then when you get the prasadam, you are eating Jagannath prasadam. So we should all be very happy that Prabhupada gave us this Jagannath Rath Yatra festival. This is a way we can preach, very important to preach about the importance of Lord Jagannath's incarnation. Our Lord Jagannath is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's come in this form. It's not a whimsical form. There's Guru, there's Shastra, and there's Sadhu. We believe in everything should be validated in this way, the Guru, the Shastra, and the Sadhu. And we understand from the Shastra that Lord Jagannath, his appearance is very substantial and authorized. Maharaj Indrajumya and the whole history is there in the Shastra. And the Guru from time, Livam Parampara, Prapramimam Rajasyo Viduha. So through the Parampara system we learn about Lord Jagannath, you know, and the sadhus, the collective congregation of holy men, pious men, they all worship Lord Jagannath. So, although Krishna has made it a little bit awkward for me to dance this year in France of Lord Jagannath, I'll be able to simulate some dancing by standing up, at least. By standing up, one can achieve liberation when Lord Jagannath goes by on the Rath Yatra cart. So we should invite as many people as possible to attend the Rath Yatra, invite all our friends from far and wide, you know, make accommodation at your house. Say, oh, come, you can stay with us, you know, give him prasadam. And Lord Jagannath will be very pleased upon us, you know, for spreading his glories in Rath Yatra Festival. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If there's any commentaries or questions, please ask them now.
Thank you, Prabhu. Wonderful class. You mentioned right at the end there that if somebody stands and sees Lord Jagannath passing, they get liberation. Is that... What's the Shastric statement on that? That's
yeah, it's in the Shastra. I don't know exactly the sloka, but it's there. It appears in some of the books. It's in the base. Titi probably knows exactly where it is.
Mm-hmm. It's like a special benediction for...
Yeah. That anybody who just stands up and recognizes the Lord when he comes by in the Rath Yatra car attains liberation. You know, so it's a quite outstanding quote, but you know, it's quoted many times. Prabhupada quotes it himself.
Okay.
We will.
Jai Jagannath.